couple of times a year, sometimes it's appropriate to pause and to look back and to celebrate a win. And last weekend was one of those things. Serve Day weekend was most certainly a win. And so we want to share a few highlights of that. And then we're going to show a highlight video that I think is going to amaze you and kind of tug at your heart and fill your heart a little bit. And then we're going to hear from each other. You're going to share some of your stories of what you appreciated, what you was your favorite experience from Serve Day, and that's all coming up in the next few minutes. So you can even begin to think right now what your favorite experience was about Serve Day, and maybe you want to share when we'll have some roving mics a little bit later. So Serve Day celebration, it's our third year of doing it, and what we do is we don't have worship services. We worship by going out and serving. So you guys enjoy doing that? You have fun on Serve Day? You should clap if you have fun on Serve Day. So that is our one weekend. That's our one weekend where we're not going to church, or we're not even watching church online like some people are right now, Facebook Live. But we go out and we are the church. We go be the church by serving in our community. Super exciting. And so here's a list, just a snapshot of some of the things that happened last weekend. And they're going to fire you up a little bit. And it's not an exhaustive list. This isn't everything that happened, but it's highlights of what happened. So here's the first thing. We had over 1,700 volunteers serving on Serve Day. And so that's something to be fired up about. For those of you who like to do quick math, you might recognize that those three numbers don't add up to 1,700. It's a little bit under. So here's why. That means that number of people, it's 16 and some change, are the number of you who followed directions and actually signed up online for Serve Day. And then there are a few dozen people who didn't sign up, you just showed up to serve, and that's fine too. The cool thing is that we had over 1,700 people serving. And here's just a breakdown of the projects. We had 44 projects spread out over 9 cities in 3 different counties. We had people serving in Danville and Pleasant Hill and Concord, Pleasanton, Livermore, Richmond, Berkeley, Oakland, and San Francisco. And you know because you served in multiple areas, some of you. Now let's get to some of the hard data, the facts, some of the stuff that happened. We'll start with the cute stuff. We had over 50 preemie baby beanies for Oakland Children's Hospital knitted last weekend. Now, I know what you're thinking. That's awesome. We gave away beanie babies. No, that's not what I said. We made preemie baby beanies. That's even better than a beanie baby for Children's Hospital in Oakland. We also built, here's the next slide, we built 155 bikes for foster kids in Oakland with City Team. That was outstanding. I know, you can clap, that's fine. We had people building bikes out here at the garage sale. We had people building bikes in Oakland. And I know Mike Iverson is the guy who was the project manager at City Team in Oakland. And he sent an email and said, hey, Serve Day keeps going because we have people that put together bikes. And they said, this is great. We want to keep doing this. So get us some more bikes. And so they shipped them more bikes. They're still putting bikes together to give away. Outstanding. They made 42 blankets for the Linus Project. That's pretty cool. And you might not know what the Linus Project is. That is a project that delivers blankets. You know, like Linus from Peanuts, who always had a blanket with him? It delivers blankets to kids in hospital wards, you know, of course, who get cold. And you might go, okay, what does that really mean? So I heard a story just this morning, and I got a picture of a little boy whose name is Caden. And Caden, if you're watching online on Facebook Live, we're going to actually pause and we're going to pray for you. So Caden, this last week, his parents found out, and this is a little boy that I've met just through having coffee at Pete's Coffee, and he comes in with his mom, and his mom had a kind of a forlorn look on her face this week when one of my friends met her, and he said, what's wrong? And Caden this week was diagnosed with leukemia. And so now he started a process, already chemotherapy and that sort of thing, and so this is a picture of him in his Superman outfit. And so these are the type of people that get these blankets through the Linus Project. So why don't we just pause right now? We're going to pray for Caden. Heavenly Father, you are the great healer, the great physician. And so you formed our bodies together in our mother's womb, and you're more powerful than cancer. And so we pray that it would be your will to completely heal Caden. And so now with hundreds of people in this room and others watching online, we lift him up to you, and we pray that you will touch his body and heal him, and we will give you all the credit and the praise for what you do. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, awesome. Let's keep going. We wrote 500 cards for City Team and City Impact health and hygiene kits. So 500 personal cards to people who get these kits. We had 1,000 plus hours of organizing and cleaning. That's just a total number. And organizing and cleaning is not easy. And some of you are showing blisters like those of you who did some gardening work. to prove that. We painted a new mural for Community Presbyterian Preschool, CPP. That's our preschool on campus right back there. If you have not seen that mural, it's awesome. It looks really good. We sorted 1,300 pounds of crayons that will turn into 5,000 new packs of crayons through the Crayon Initiative. How many of you spent time with the Crayon Initiative? That was great for young families. Anybody did the Crayon Initiative? Two people in here, great. So what you do not know then is what I'll tell you right now. It was in a very sneaky way, that was like the best vibe project ever. It was right down here in room 20, which is the youth building, and it was perfect for families with little kids. And we walked in there and the music was bumping. It was like hot and sweaty in there. It was really cool. Great environment. Okay, for the Down Syndrome Connection, we had over 200 CPCers showed up to the walk for the Down Syndrome Connection. They helped raise over $12,000 to support that organization. So that, yeah, you can clap for that. That was awesome. Also raised with the largest garage sale in the 925, and many of you donated your stuff for that. And I gotta say, this is a completely different sermon and a completely different topic. You guys have a lot of stuff. And so I don't know what you guys did, swept through your garage or whatever, but it just started showing up and it just kept coming and kept coming and kept coming. And one of you guys brought a pretty decent barbecue. I bought the barbecue myself. But you showed up and we had the largest garage sale in the 925 and raised over $8,300 to give to the Mendocino Fire Service. That was cool. That my assistant, who's like everybody's right arm around here, Carol Mascali, she was the project manager of that. She said the coolest part of that project is everybody that was involved. There were over 60 of you CPCers who came on Friday night to set the whole thing up. 60 volunteers just on Friday night. And then we had a team from Rock, our high school ministry, who spent the night on the actual couches over there to kind of keep watch over the stuff, like the shepherds keeping watch over the fields at night. This is like straight biblical thing going on. It was awesome. And they watched all the stuff, and then by 6:30 the next morning, there were teams of people there serving. That just the garage sale was super cool. So we'll figure out what to do next year and what cause to support. We sorted over 10,000 pairs of glasses for Lions Club. Now, you might not think that's a big deal. I actually have a pair of glasses right down here. So something happened last service, and I'll just by way of confession, I'll just tell you. We got to the part where I was setting up communion, and I went to read the scripture, and I've been resisting this moment for months and months, if not over a year. But I opened up, the lighting was a little dark because we were going into communion, and I opened up the Bible, and I could not read the text. I couldn't read it. And I go, I just have to pause right now. I would love to read this scripture to set up communion, but I can't read it. And so this guy, Kevin, runs up and gives me a pair of readers. I need readers. I need glasses. So I'm crossing a threshold in my life. I'm making changes. So praise God for the volunteers who did 10,000 glasses set up for the Lions Club. My gosh, you're my new favorites. And then, yeah, the same thing happened. I said, I confessed to our church last service, I go, I need glasses, and everybody clapped for me. It was a really weird thing. I'm like, why are you clapping for the fact that I need glasses? That's a different, anyway. Okay, we go on. It's not funny, actually. No, not even a little bit, but. Okay, we prepared 500 health kits for City Impact and City Team. Fantastic. Here's another one. We packed over 80,000 meals in Pleasanton for Kids Against Hunger. 80,000 meals. So we got an email from Sherry, who's the director of Kids Against Hunger this week. And are you mindful of current events? Do you know what happened in Florida this week? What happened? A hurricane. Yeah, the latest hurricane in Florida. And what was this hurricane's name? So Hurricane Michael hits and displaces a bunch of people. Well, Sherry writes this week. She's the director of Kids Against Hunger. For those of you who served, you know Sherry. She says, just FYI, some good news about all the food you packed. Hold on, let me just, so I can see it. This is good. Some good news about all, don't clap for that. Boy, these are terrible, whoever gives, oh, but I can see. Some good news about all the food you packed. We had a call from Convoy of Hope this week. And they were asking for help for people displaced in Florida by Hurricane Michael. Thanks to CPC, we were able to respond immediately with an emergency shipment headed down Tuesday morning for hurricane relief. It is great when God is able to use us in unexpected ways. This was not planned, but we were able to quickly respond when asked, thanks to your group packing over 80,000 meals. Way to go, CPC. That was awesome. Hundreds of yards of landscaping. I went to a couple projects where that was going on, and people were just going after it. We packed 1,200 bags for Meals on Wheels. We made 562 keychains for Tina Steam. That was in 116. For those of you making those keychains wondering what they were for, these are key, when Tina Steam goes into our middle schools or our high schools, and they speak, they have their teachers, and some of the speakers are in our church as well. They deliver messages that encourage the students of their value, of their worth, and the keychains are what they give away as a reminder of the message. So a student will look at that keychain and remember, I am value. I am made with value. And so then we just did some simple math to get an all-told number of the volunteer hours. I love this number. 1,700 people, an average of 3 hours per project. We gave away over 5,000 volunteer hours all over the Bay Area last weekend. So I just want to say thank you for everything that you did. So what we're about to do right now is we're about to watch this video. And Corey, who is he makes our videos, this guy is the most talented guy. He was at the last service and I forgot to thank him, but if you see him, you just say thank you. So he poured over hundreds of hours of footage. He said, one of the coolest things is he got to see, is Corey in here again? No. You are? Corey, stand up right now. I thought you can't. Corey, oh my gosh. That is a bad man right there. Like, he is legit. That guy is so talented. He poured over all this footage. Well, if you're in here, you might share it later, so I won't steal your thunder. But that is kind of a prompt, though. You should share it. You're about to see this video. It's a highlight video. It's about 5 minutes. So look for yourself, look for your friends, look for your project. It's going to fill your heart a little bit and make you proud and inspired to be part of this movement of God's people at CPC. But while you're watching, think of this. I want you to think of something, because then we're going to open it up and we're going to have Bill and Deanna roving mics and have some sharing time. Here's your prompt. And the simple prompt is, my favorite experience from Serve Day was, and then you can just share it. So it doesn't have to be anything over the top. Just share your favorite experience from Serve Day. But if you're looking for some inspiration about what went on last weekend, just take a look at this video and have your heart be full. So take a look.
Running from your heart will change you. All I know is that we're alive.
Isn't that awesome? I cannot watch that thing, especially at the end, without crying. Because you guys, that's you, that's us, that's the church. That's the type of church we want to be. That's the type of church I want to pastor. And that's the type of church that we are. Like, you're just so, I'm so proud of you. I can't even tell you. I got to read Romans 10 before I hear from you. Romans 10, there's this passage I was thinking of you today. It says, "But how can they call on him to save them unless they believe in him? And how can they believe in him if they've never heard about him? And how can they hear about him unless someone goes and tells them? And how will anyone go and tell them without being sent?" That's what that last picture reminds me of. You guys were sent, man. I mean, how about the guy with the baby Bjorn, the baby running out there? That was crazy. I got to meet that guy. I don't know who that is. "Without being sent. This is what the scriptures mean when they say," and this is a quote from Isaiah chapter 52, in Romans 10:15, it says, "How beautiful are the feet of those who bring the good news." And y'all had some beautiful feet last week as you brought the good news to our community. I'm just so proud of you. So now what I want to do is I want to introduce Jeremiah Raymer. Jeremiah is our minister of outreach. He's going to get up and he's going to be one of the roaming mics. So give Jeremiah a round of applause. And we're going to hear from some of you who want to, and the next person I want to introduce, and here's why you have to give her a rousing round of applause. This is Deanna Dickerson. Everything you just saw, she organized. She is, yes, it was amazing. And you guys should stand for Deanna. You should stand for Deanna. Some of you just did, and you wanted to. You should stand and clap for Deanna. That was amazing. So,
thank you.
So... And Deanna is super humble. She'll be the first to tell you that she served on an amazing team, and she did, but teams need leaders. And she was a leader of that thing, and that was the most amazing thing that we've done as a church, and you get big props. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You did an outstanding job. Now, let's hear from some of you. I just want to hear your favorite thing. We just have one slide to prompt you, just to make it easy. We'll just put it on a tee for you, and you can blast this thing out of the park, okay? Here's what you're going to share. "My favorite experience from Serve Day was..." Boom, and that's how you go. And so we got a couple people who said, "I definitely want to share in the service." And one of them was the Rebitaros. I don't know where they're sitting.
They're right back here.
Okay, they're right back here. Let's start with Mike and Cindy. Yeah.
And also, we'd like you to turn to the camera, right?
Yeah, we do want them to. When you stand and talk, it should be great just for our online
I know it's your
audience.
Favorite thing.
Just to look toward the. You could still talk to Deanna, but yeah, face the camera.
They didn't tell us we'd be facing the camera. When we were getting ready to do this, Cindy was happy to do anything, and I really wanted to serve off campus. So, as God would have it, he had other designs for us. So, we did the Lions Club. We served in the Lions Club, and it was totally awesome. We unpacked, repacked glasses for 10,000 pairs of glasses for people that... have never been able to see properly before. My favorite part was it was truly intergenerational. There were families, kids, they were trying on the glasses and people were laughing. It was totally awesome. So.
Like Mike said, we ended up running or taking over the Lions Club event, and we watched families meet each other for the first time. We watched their kids start to play together. We watched them looking for glasses for each other. But then we got to a box that had little kids' glasses in it. And the people who ran the organization were saying that nobody ever donates little kids' glasses. These are all new ones that a family-owned organization gets sent back because it's a mail order place. And they were so excited. They said that the last ones in the family to ever get that kind of a need taken care of are the little kids. So the chance that they would learn to be able to read, and it goes, these glasses go not only to places in our country but also in other countries. So it was an awesome day.
I think, is Wes here? I haven't seen Wes. I thought Wes was going to share it. If not, someone else can
Roberta's
just jump right
here.
In.
Yeah.
Oh, Roberta. All right. Nice.
Well, I had the privilege to serve at the garage sale
at Surf Day. And what I took away from everything was just, I was blown away how many people it took to put all this together. And our blacktop out there, the SRVCA blacktop, was filled with so many amazing things, and that we put all our hands and all our efforts starting Friday afternoon. Things were coming in, people sorted, organized. I was blown away that I was being able to be a part of this community. That's what I love about CPC. We all are a part of this, and this is just amazing. So I love CPC.
That garage sale was something else, man. I got a barbecue at that thing, too. I did. All right, who else wants to share? Just raise your hand. We'll come to you.
My favorite experience from Serve Day was, who's next?
Oh, awesome.
All right, Bill.
Thank you. Karen and my wife, Karen, and I'm Bill Pierce. These are my laughing children and friends. We had a chance to work at Yay Berkeley, which is a homeless shelter for young adults, 18 to 24. But it was really a chance to kind of love on a city that honestly needs some love, care, and attention. So we actually got a couple of students from Berkeley come down and work with us. And, you know, it was just kind of a really cool outreach to a city that really needs the Lord.
All right, who else? Because we got another 10 minutes of this, so we'd love to hear.
Right here.
Chuck, all over that video, Chuck. My goodness.
Am I on camera?
Yeah.
Hi, Mom.
He's ready. He loves the camera. This is our missions elder, you guys. He's awesome.
Yeah, I'm impressed. I don't know about you guys. Anyway, I spent the time over at BARM, which is Bay Area Rescue Mission. It used to be called Richmond Rescue Mission. And we were there taping and stuff, and sometimes we got it right, most of the time we didn't get it right. But we were taping it so another guy could come in and knew what he was doing, painted the walls in the two different dining rooms, had a great time. Now, those of you who don't know, but if you know where the Bay Area Rescue Mission is? Okay, the far end of McDonald, way down there by 2nd Street or whatever it is, okay? That's where I grew up. Huh. That was my hood. So, I don't feel good with you Danvilleites, but I'm very comfortable over there. And it was a great time, and seeing all the folks doing it, it was like, I felt like I was home, because I knew all the streets, I knew all the people. It was really great, and it was one of those things where you could just see people doing it. We had a team that doing stuff, and I won't go into it, but we did the best job of taping than anybody else did. We did a great job. So, had a fun time, and enjoyed it, and we connected, and we worshipped, and we served, and everything.
All right, thanks, Chuck. All right, Mark.
Hi, Matt Henry.
Whoever's next, you can raise your hand. Deanne will come to you.
I was part of the Sunday team that Chuck was on Saturday to paint at the Bay Area Rescue Mission, and I just want to make sure everybody understands that this project that we did, that Serve Day did, was just part of what CPC's doing for the Bay Area Rescue Mission. Many of you don't know that the entire kitchen is being remodeled through a combination of a donation from missions and a major grant that Tim Auberg was able to arrange on behalf of the mission. Mm. So it's the first time the kitchen's been renovated in like 25 years, and that kitchen serves over 1 million meals a year to the homeless and needy down in Richmond.
Amazing.
Awesome. Thanks, Mark. Who else? Who else had some fun on Serve Day? Just want to share a little bit.
Right.
Hi, I'm Bill. It's my wife, Diane. We volunteered at Kids Against Hunger, which is in Pleasanton, and many, many, many of you CPCers also volunteered. Our story is just slightly different. Is my wife and grandkids volunteered there a year ago. My wife got addicted to helping. And the opportunity, and something that all of us can think about. She ended up volunteering at Kids Against Hunger on a regular basis throughout the year. And so as this weekend came around, we decided to volunteer on the Kids Against Hunger side to support these hundreds of CPCers that came through. And the thing that I most remember was just the beautiful smiles of CPCers when they could see what they were doing. There's a video that Kids Against Hunger shows about the impact that you are making through this. It was really just amazing. So CPCers, you're awesome. CPCers, if you got a little bit of a bug, please consider you can also work on the other 364 days.
Good one, yes. I did not pay him to say that.
Actually, just while we're getting to the next person, Deanna, can you just give a little bit of information about, for those of us, because I know how this works, it is so fun to see people serving, like the smiles on people's faces. I got to visit like a few different projects, and just everywhere you go, people are just lit up like a Christmas tree because it's so fun to serve others. So could you let us know just a little bit, like with our website, where we can go and find opportunities to serve through the rest of the year?
Yeah, so we've just recently updated based on this past weekend. You can go on there to find areas to serve. The projects that we serve locally are listed there, as well as other ones that are mission partners of ours. And you can look at that. Also, if you have any questions, you can always email me. I'd love to help you continue to serve throughout the year and make it more of a, I know many of you do anyways, but if you want help and you need some encouragement in that, we'd love to help you. But our website, cpcdanville.org/missions, will help you get started.
Who's next?
Who's next?
They're roving. We're waiting for you.
I'll just say we did the bike helmets. They did not come the day of serve day, but there are about 100 helmets in my office right now that came 2 days later. So those
out.
Are going to get to the kids for their bikes.
So while these guys are, while you're all thinking of your stories and what you want to share, Deanna and Jeremiah, I know I'm putting you on the spot, but you're professionals. You can share your favorite part of serve day too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would love to do that. So my family, I have three little girls, 7, 5, and 2. And this year we did the Crayon Initiative and they loved it. They loved it. And all three of them, the 2-year-old, you may not understand anything she's saying, but the 7 and 5-year-old can explain what they were doing and why they were doing it. And they had such a great joy in sorting crayons. They were disappointed when we finished all the crayons that we had. Like, there was a collective like cheer in the room, but my two were disappointed because they wanted to keep sorting. They loved it so much. And I'm just excited and grateful to be a part of a church where we're training up our children to love serving other people. It's not about them and what they can get in life or from life, but what they can give. And I'm just grateful for that, so.
I think for me, honestly, on Saturday morning, I came and helped out at the garage sale, and then I had the privilege of visiting 3 sites on Saturday, and 2 were in Concord and 1 in Pleasant Hill. And in Pleasant Hill, I visited a site that was project managed by Robbie Lewis, and some of you guys may know Robbie and Carly, and they have 3 young boys. And last year, they served in Richmond, and this year, I was talking to them a little bit while they were on a break, and he was saying just how important it's been for their boys, who are very young. And Tyson, their oldest, who I believe is now maybe 6, he associates coming to church with serving. And that's kind of his mentality. And so when Serve Day came around, he was fired up and ready. And they've made it a priority as a family to continue serving and to teach their boys that that is just what you do as a Christ follower. You give of your time and your resources. And that was so encouraging to hear about. And then I think the next day on Sunday was just fun for me to roam the campus. There was, you know, over 500 and, you know, close to 600 people here. And it was just the vibe and the energy was so fun to see everybody giving back and serving and meeting other people, rubbing shoulders with some new people they just met or maybe people they've known for a long time. And that to me is really special about our church, like Roberta said. Love that.
Awesome. We have our next sharer back here.
Great.
So would you mind just looking right at that camera while you talk and everyone can see you on screen?
Thank you. My name's Clay and I helped with the garage sale. And I showed up at 6. Uh-huh. So I was in the video real quick with the hoodie and the mitts on. But you know, and I mean this in the most positive way, and it kind of hit me by surprise. But my favorite part was actually the feeling I got driving away. I'm going through some tough times and have my own problems, and it's easy to focus on that. And I'm kind of used to getting excitement. You know, if you buy a new car, you get excitement. If you, desires of the flesh type of thing. And so this was a feeling that was beyond excitement. It was beyond, it was just a peace that I felt. It was a, God blessed me, and I just drove away feeling, I don't know if the other volunteers can relate, just drove away feeling so great and grateful. Thank you.
Oh, thanks, Clay. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. My name is Andy Nicholson, and we helped unpack glasses last Sunday. And I had my four children under the age of 12 by myself without my wife. So I was walking into this, how's this gonna go? But you know what, they got into it and they really, really enjoyed the time and the experience of helping out. And you know, on the way over, we're talking about what we're gonna do. And the kids are just like, what, they don't have glasses? What are you talking about? So in trying to instill the value of people that need and we can serve and help is just, it's valuable. And like, it was just a really home run day for us, spending time with my children, and really enjoyed it. You want to say anything, Brooke? So, thank you.
You got it.
Thank you.
Who else? We got time for about four more people to share.
Here we go. We got our next one right here. Do you mind just looking right into that camera while you talk? Thank you.
Hi, my name is Jesse O'Kane, and I grew up in this church. And this church has helped facilitate a lot of volunteer opportunities for me and my family, doing summer servants, which was a junior high program where we would volunteer in the community with people like Shepherd's Gate or here on campus. And then when I was 16, I got to do Habitat for Humanity in Pittsburgh with both of my parents. And what was special about Serve Day for me is that now as a parent, my daughter's two, that she got to help serve with me by making cards for City Team. The cards went in each of the hygiene packets for the homeless. And so it's just special to me that this church has helped facilitate volunteering for my whole family, and it's, you know, continuing on for the next generation.
Incredible. Thank you for sharing. Awesome.
Who else? Just raise your hand.
Time for a couple more.
I got one more.
Repeat, yeah, sure, Chuck.
Sure. Repeat share.
You can lead communion a little bit too if you want.
Oh, thank you very much. <I'm just kidding. laughs> Mom's still over here. After I did the Richmond thing, I came back over here to the garage sale, and it's pretty much over. And then I saw Deanna. Where are you, Deanna? She's walking around kind of like a zombie. She's exhausted. You know? She went on her way and had a much deserved rest. But that's
Thank
not
you
my
for
story.
That.
You're most welcome. you were exhausted. So anyway, here's the point. Here's the punchline, if you will. There were several people that couldn't, I'm not talking about CPCers, that couldn't take home what they bought. Mm-hmm. It was too big or they couldn't do it, whatever, doesn't matter. And so we had some guys come in and they said, you guys do this all the time? This one guy, he says, you guys do this all the time? And I said, yeah. I hope I didn't sin in that. But anyway, the point was that everybody was coming in. All these people were coming in from, you know, Lord knows where. And they were like, you guys really doing this? We're like giving stuff away? I mean, like giving it away? And the point is that we were showing people Jesus. And they were like amazed that we were doing this, that we do it just second nature. That's not what they understood. And when the world sees us living that out, lives are changed. Isn't that cool?
Amen.
Thank you.
So now we've got a couple people who have said, hey, I want to share, so come to me first. And I think the first one is Katie. Katie Drucker, are you in here somewhere? She's right there. Okay. And so Katie, and I actually, it's funny, Katie is a close friend of mine, and she helped organize the project for the Down Syndrome Connection Walk, and I missed that slide earlier. But we had over 200 CPCers there. I mean, it was a massive group of people who were there at the Down Syndrome Connection Walk in Pleasant Hill, and they helped raise over $12,000. $12,000 for Down Syndrome Connection, so that was super exciting. So, Kate, yeah, we're going to have you just turn and face the camera so that everybody can kind of see you here and online. We know there's some people watching right now on Facebook Live, and we're so glad they're here, too. So go ahead, Katie.
Okay, well, my name's Katie, as Tyler said, and our family supported the Step Up for Down Syndrome Walk, and this was our 10th year supporting the walk, and this organization is here in Danville. It's local, and they support families that have members with Down syndrome. They have support groups, they have a reading specialist, a math specialist, they pair families with new babies with Down syndrome to a mentor family. They just provide all kinds of wonderful resources, and the reason this organization is so special to us is because my youngest has Down syndrome. So that was the reason this is our 10th year walking. Our first walk was when he was 2 months old. Many of you probably know Will. If you have gray hair, he's probably called you grandma or grandpa and hugged you.
Yes.
If you have a dog, I'm sure he's petted your dog or kissed
Will's,
your baby.
Will's a celebrity
Will
at CPC.
Is all over this place.
That's great.
And there's actually another family here at CPC that has a daughter with Down syndrome. I don't know how many of you know the Graham family, but they have four children as well. They recently adopted Molly, their youngest, from China, and she has Down syndrome, and they were there at the walk as well. And as Tyler mentioned, there were over 200 people from CPC there to walk and support this organization. And my favorite experience is just looking around the crowd and seeing how God has made so many connections to our family through this church. But for example, my daughter, who's 14, her volleyball coach at Monta Vista happens to be Darren Hill, who's one of the youth pastors here. And he invited the volleyball team to come out and walk with us. One of my sons, who's 12, last year played on a basketball team, whose coach is a member here at CPC. He invited the basketball team to come out and walk with us. My kids attend Christian Academy, which is here at CPC, and I can't tell you how many families from Christian Academy came out and supported us. So it is just such an amazing experience for our family to go to the walk and to have you there as our family. So thank you, and it's just a great event, and we appreciate all of you.
That's great.
All right, now so we turn it over to you. Just raise your hand and go, hey, my favorite experience from Serve Day was, and you can share. Okay, go, Kev.
Good morning, my name's Kevin, and we did the keychain for with Shiloh and Wendy Hagen. Just want to give them a huge shout out. I have a 14-year-old daughter, and she's navigating social media and bullying and everything else, and it just it was really moving for Leah and I to participate and just have some really great conversations. So thanks to the Hagen family on that. I just wanted to share one more thing. God whispered at me a few years ago, and it was because of Serve Day, and I just heard it, and he said, Serve Day is every day, and it's really moved me to start bringing my faith into my work. And so a few months back, we did something that was really actually scary for us. We worked with an organization called Miracle Messages. If you haven't heard of them, check them out. A guy named Kevin Adler out of San Francisco. And what he's doing is he had a question. He was walking the streets of San Francisco and noticed all these homeless people, and all of the regular people were just looking at their cell phones and not even paying attention to what was at their feet. And he asked himself, what would Jesus do with cell phones? And it moved him to start this organization, which he is taking video and social media and technology and helping reunite homeless people with their families. He's helped hundreds of people. And so I made a few hundred phone calls and invited friends, family, and some of my workmates to come and do a Serve Day with Miracle Messages on the streets of Oakland. And so Leah and I drove out, and we were scared. It's one thing to serve food, but to actually really walk some pretty rough neighborhoods and have some conversations, and we saw some really interesting things, and it was life-changing for us. So I'm actually going to be doing another Serve Day with Miracle Messages in Concord coming up, and if anybody would like to join us, it's amazing. So the Lord is doing wonderful things, so thank you.
Thank you.
That's awesome.
Raise your hand. Put your hand up and we'll find you. And just, Kevin, you made a point there that you're going to be doing something else along the lines of Serve Day coming up. And several of you said, hey, what can we do next? We don't want it to just be a one and done thing. And so Deanna actually has some information about how you can go online to cpcdanville.org and get information about that. So you want to tell them about that?
Sure. So actually you can go to our website and on there at cpcdanville.org/missions or under the Give and Serve tab. There's some next steps for you to check out, and we really want you to go and do that because, just as he said, Serve Day as a Christ follower really should be an everyday part of our lives. And if you have any questions, you can always email me directly. We definitely want to get you involved in serving. One of the things we are working on as a missions team is creating some quarterly events that you will be hearing about, and then on your own too. We want to help you, give you some ideas and some next steps, but we also want you to take ownership of that and make some decisions on your own. And I know already I've heard stories of people sharing about their this past weekend and already talking about going back and serving again, and I love that. That to me is my hugest prayer for Serve Day, is that we would continue to do it throughout the year. So check it out online or email me and we'll be in touch. That'd be awesome. Great, I have one right here, Tyler.
Oh, great.
Mel, thank you.
Can't see. Hey, Mel.
This way? Hi.
Whoever's next, raise your hand and Bill will find you now, just so you know. Raise your hand, Bill.
My name is Mel Lecht, and my family and I went to Restore Ministries in Concord, and we ended up serving at the men's home there. They have a men and women's home. But I was thinking about my favorite experience of the day, and there's something about serving with people. We just signed up online, picked a place that the girls and my husband and I wanted to go, and did yard work, but it's amazing to watch the group of people that God brings to that place, and everyone just, you know, who's going to do this? Who's going to do that? There was no, I don't want to do that part, or that part's too hard, or my family can't do that. From little ones to older ones, we just filled that need, and it was neat to also be at a home in Concord where these men lived, and they worked alongside us, and we got to interact with them, and just see how to be the church away from these buildings, and certainly inspired us to go, we want to go back and do something again. So it was a great opportunity.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Mel. All right, Tyler, I got my buddy Thomas over here. Thomas, tell us about your favorite experience at Serve Day.
So my favorite experience at Serve Day, I did the Kids Against Hunger, was we had a lot of fun, but we did spill a couple of times, but it was still really, really
we've
cool
all done that.
While we were doing it. One time we started and I thought we were already done because nobody else went, so I'm like, hey, what the heck? So I pull it out and they start doing it. I'm like, oh, shoot. So we fixed that mess up. It was still really funny and fun at the same time.
Awesome.
We had a lot of team bonding and stuff.
That's fantastic.
Thanks, Tom.
Good job.
Love it.
All right. Right back here.
Okay, in the back.
Do you mind facing the camera right there? Yeah, thank you.
Who's next? Raise your
right
hand
here,
for Bill.
Right here. She's right here.
Okay.
My favorite experience from Serve Day was when we went to Shepherd's Gate, and we cleaned out two cars, me and my family, and I'm really lazy and I don't like cleaning out cars, but I did it because the whole family was together and that was really special to me.
Awesome. Thank you.
Honesty. I love the honesty. We're breaking new ground here. This is good. All right, who's next? Who's next? Yeah. Just raise your hand. Just favorite experience to Serve Day. That's it.
Right here.
Okay. We're doing this for 10 more minutes, so figure out what you're going to share. Just telling you.
Do you mind standing?
I can't.
Okay.
My family signed up with a dear friend to do the bikes, and I didn't know if I could come because I actually had surgery the Tuesday before Serve Day, and I'm still really dizzy, so I can't stand up. And it was really nice to be working with the people on the bikes. I couldn't walk around. I couldn't do anything. My family brought me a chair. I was able to take apart the packaging on the bells, the packaging on the lights, and just sit there and put in batteries. And so I couldn't do a whole lot. And I still can't because I can't even stand up right now. But even if you can just take apart a package and put in lights into the lights, you can participate in Serve Day.
That's right.
Because I did.
That's right. All right. Thank you very much.
All right, Phil.
I'm Phil Brandmeier. I went to Kids Against Hunger, but I was in the last group on Sunday. It's an hour and a half per group, and in that hour and a half, the group I was with made 19,000 meals. Wow. And I'd like to take some credit for it. It was just a wonderful machine. A that
give just, Phil a round of applause.
Yes.
Could not have done it without you.
The real thing I wanted to talk about was the space between when we left here at 9:02 and 1 o'clock when I got there. I had the t-shirt on, and so it's Sunday morning, so I ran errands and errands and errands. Every single place I went, whether it was Trader Joe's or it was Safeway or it was CVS, people would stop me to ask what the t-shirt was about, what the t-shirt meant, what the heck I was doing with the t-shirt on. And the net of that is, I'm sure several of those people I talked to were moved enough to think they should come here and try us out. And I think the outreach of what we do when we go out is not to be understated.
Wow. Amen.
Good point. Thank you, sir.
Okay. So I'm Emily. Our family did the walk for Down syndrome, and I just wanted to thank the Drucker family for that, because a lot of times when you have littles, especially like toddler, two-year-old, three-year-old, you feel like you can't really serve because they're just really going to get in the way and cause more damage than not. So to have an opportunity to get out with other families with young children and still do something on Serve Day, it was really nice to be able to be involved and support that organization. So thank you.
Yeah, you can be really young and serve. My favorite part of the video is one of my favorite parts was at the end. Do you see the guy with the baby and the baby Bjorn running out after, like right there? I love that. They're going to serve. I think that's the youngest baby who served.
I've sort of got a pylon story to fill. Besides Sunday in the multipurpose room packing 500 packages, health packages for the homeless for City Team and City Impact, for me, the greatest thing was Friday night. We had an all neighborhood party, and within our condominium development, and one of our neighbors is very active in the Crayon Initiative, and she was telling all of the neighbors about what a sensational weekend we had had here at CPC. Serve Day became the main topic of conversation in our entire neighborhood.
Wow, that's awesome. Thanks, Wes.
Love it. Thanks, Wes. Who's next? Favorite part of Serve Day? Got time for about five more. I'm serious, five more.
Oh, okay.
Okay, Ruth Ann, up front. Here comes Bill. No, wait for the mic, Ruth Ann. Actually, we got one over here first, and then we'll
right,
come back to you,
go.
Okay?
Thank you.
My name is Tori Gomez. My son, AJ, and I built bikes. My wife, Nicole, and Reagan assembled blankets. My favorite part is kind of an analogy that I've learned recently. It's called Big Spoon, Little Spoon. Little Spoon is easy to serve yourself, but nearly impossible to serve others. Big Spoon, it's nearly impossible to feed yourself, but very easy to serve others. So my favorite experience was seeing the whole church for one day at least be a big spoon.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. That's awesome. Thank you very much.
Well, okay. My husband, am I the right way?
Yeah.
Well, my husband and I and our granddaughter did the Crayon Initiative because she picked it. And I wasn't sure how that was going to work. What I did find out, there are more colors than red, green, blue, brown, and black. And in order to know those colors, you had to make a little color so you could sort them correctly. The best part was, not only did we have fun doing it, but we had a whole table of people that I'd never met before. And we wrote down each other's names so we could stay in touch. And I thought that was pretty cool, too.
Thanks for doing that. That's fantastic.
Anybody else? A couple more. We're going to wrap up with communion, but we've got time for a few more.
Right here.
Okay. All right.
Pat, thank you. Well, I wasn't going to get up, but here I am. What I loved about being in the gym or multipurpose room and stuffing bags, making sure the puffiness got out, and then going to get a card was this multi-generational attitude that happened throughout the room. We'd go to tables where these little tiny tots were writing a card, well, drawing pictures, or writing, and then you'd go up through the ranks and there were people of all ages, and it was so much fun to have that multi-generational experience.
Hi, my name is Greg, and I was privileged to serve with the City Impact Ministry in the Tenderloin in San Francisco last weekend. And this was the weekend where Fleet Week was in town. Our ministry started at about 1 o'clock in the afternoon, so my friend Dan and I decided we'll go to the Buena Vista and have breakfast and maybe an Irish coffee. We were wearing our Serve Day shirts, so...
I'm sorry, beg your pardon?
So regarding what Phil had said about wearing your t-shirt, here we are, people are there in the city to watch the Blue Angels and Fleet Week, and they asked about Serve Day t-shirt, and so we told them, and they thought that was pretty cool, that we were there serving while they're enjoying their lives, and I think it had a little impact on them. Going to Serve Day, going down to the Tenderloin, to the ministry there, it's a pretty incredible church that does incredible ministry to reach out to the homeless. There's a lot of government housing. There's all these old dilapidated hotels that these individuals live in that are subsidized by the government. They are forlorn. They have nothing. And what we were able to do is go and deliver food to them. We were not supposed to talk about the Lord, but just be there for them, talk to them, and hand out food. And so I guess my best experience of the day was just giving some hope to some people for others to come in and show some compassion.
That's fantastic. Thank you.
We got anybody else? We got time for one more. Just want to encourage people. My favorite experience from Serve Day was one more right here in the corner. Deanna, are you
ready? All right. Hi, my name's Ann Johannesson, and I was in the family room with a lot of other volunteers making blankets for UCSF and for the children's hospitals. And even though I didn't hear it, one of the other deacons, when someone came in to serve with her family, didn't know what project she was going to be working on, came in, and when Myra told her what we were doing, she said, And Myra said her eyes got really big, and she said, I received one of those blankets when I had my daughter at UCSF in the Children's Hospital. And she said, I think it meant more to me than my daughter. which I just thought that was so like the Lord to encourage you and to complete that circle so you could give back where you'd been fed.
One right here.
Oh, right here. Oh, Mark Seller. Yes. You led the Richmond. Let's
now,
go.
Now, one thing we're
going to invite
you to look at the camera. Look, you already knew.
You got notes.
You're a pro. Yeah. Love it.
He's got notes.
I wanted to do a good job, and I didn't need glasses, so I made the font bigger. we were at the Bay Area Rescue Mission, and the Rescue Mission is a CPC mission partner. And the Rescue Mission is in the inner city of Richmond. And so it's a tough place to go, really a tough area. They provide the basic needs for women and children, just a little bit, all the food and showers and all that sort of thing. They provided over 80,000 shelter nights of shelter for people and over 800,000 meals annually. And so the cool thing that I learned there is that the Bay Area Rescue Mission, if you show up, they will feed you a meal, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. No questions. You stand in line, they're going to feed you happily and with joyfully. So Serve Day was Saturday and Sundays when Deanna had signed up. It was like, you want me to paint? What? And so we had two huge dining rooms that we were able to paint. And the great news is John Anderson, who's the director, said that last year there were 2,000 other guests gave their life to Jesus. So the highlight, which is what Tyler asked to begin with, the highlight was for many was at lunch. If you've ever been on a mission project, one of the cool things is sitting around at lunch and hearing how God worked. And so we had a circle of 5-year-olds, 2-year-olds, 12-year-olds, all the way up to seniors. And included in our circle of about 40, because we're about 40 of us CPC folks went, and Pastor Al Featherstone joined us there. Several of the guests or the residents were able to tell their story of their life in the streets with drugs and alcohol addiction and how Jesus used the Bay Area Rescue Mission to save their life.
Wow.
It was powerful.
Amazing. Thank you for sharing that.
Nice. Thanks so much. Ben, okay.
Yeah. Ben, I'll have you face that one. Yeah.
All right. I don't know where the camera is, but it's somewhere up there.
You got it.
All right.
I'll find you.
My name is Ben Decker, and this is our third year of doing Serve Day. First year we did Kids Against Hunger, and then last year we we wanted our three boys to get a little blood, sweat, and tears into the work. And so we went out to the Restore House in Concord, and blood through the blisters of the landscaping, sweat through picking up the bags and moving all the weeds, and then tears, the thorns on these things that you had to pull out. So we drive into the... Restore House is, Mike and Shirley Pounds were part of the lead to help host us. And about 50 people were there. And so we were in this residential community in Concord. And it's really for recovering alcoholics, where they can go and get back on their feet. And so it's literally just a house in a community where they host and they house and they help them get going. And so they wanted us to help clean it up, make it a little bit nicer for them to be there. And so out of 50 people in the backyard, half of them went to the women's home. So I don't know much about that, but at the men's home, we had about 20, 30 people, and I see Ed who helped lead us and direct us and helped host us. But it was all the gardening, it was painting, it was, and what was neat was we got to invite neighbor friends. So they also had three boys, and so we had our two families and about six kids, about 14 and under, doing a lot of the work, and Randy, who was the host, was so appreciative. And he was 4 years sober, also the host of the house. And it made a big deal, and they were really appreciative.
Awesome.
That's great. Okay, who's next? We got a few minutes for you to share your favorite part of Serve Day. Just raise your hand, and we'll find you with a mic. But we're doing this for 15 minutes, so let's hear from you. Barry. All right.
You want to stand up?
I'd like to share with you the best part of being at the Down Syndrome Connection. And there were 200 of us there. This is, the second year we've done this. The way this works is when you're out there, each child is represented by a team. And the team marches around a quarter mile track. And when each team goes under the finish line, there's somebody in the front holding up a placard which basically has written on it what that child has accomplished developmentally over the last year. Mm-hmm. And so when each child comes through the finish line, the announcer shouts out what they've done, and everybody jumps and cheers, and the look on this child's face whenever that happens is priceless.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Barry.
Okay, who's next? Raise your hand. Let's go, people.
Right.
We're
here.
Doing it. Oh, in the back, good. Bill, you gonna go back?
Got it.
We went, Amy and I went to San Francisco City Impact, which is in the middle of San Francisco in the Tenderloin. And I'm gonna break the rule and I'm gonna share three experiences because—
Oh, come on, Manny. I'm just kidding.
Three quick experiences.
Actually, you know why you get to do three? Is because Manny led a team 2 weekends in a row. He led a team at City Impact the week before Serve Day, and we got some pictures of that. You tried to do it incognito, but we got some pictures. And then led a group back on Serve Day. So yeah, you can share three.
Yeah,
go ahead.
And you know, if you're like me, if these serving opportunities work on you during the course of the week after you do them, and the things that really struck me, Tyler talked about the power of coming back. And like I said, we went there, and if you mention you're from Danville, you just feel so loved and appreciated because all the things CPC has done for City Impact over the years. You've never even had to step a foot in there, but if you're from Danville, they light up and you just feel loved and appreciated. And I think it just speaks to a great feeling of being able to go to a place and be part of something bigger that has been lasting for a long time. Second point is that we went out as a church. City Impact is built on going out. Mm. They have a school, and they have a ministry school, and they have a rescue mission. But the fact of the matter, all started out because the guy went out, Pastor Roger, and handed out sandwiches. And our team from CPC went out and did street ministry, and we went into the buildings, which leads me to another point where we brought City Impact adopts buildings, and they agreed to with the building manager that they can come in and build relationships. And that's really what this whole everybody always thing is all about, is just sharing the love of Jesus. It's not about preaching Jesus. You're not even supposed to mention Jesus' name unless you're really asked to. But we went in to a bunch of different buildings. Some of us went to street ministry and just said hello and talked to people. And the people we went with have relationships with people in the buildings, and they light up, they're appreciative, and you can just see how it's working in them just to feel loved and just to have a friend. It's not about a program, it's just a friend that they can text with over the course of the week or call up, and there's visitations over the course of the week. So going out, you know, that just struck me, and just loving on people, and we saw the impact of that, which leads me to my last point, which is I never in a million years thought I'd knock on a door, I've done this before, and the guy who opens the door, and I'm there with my City Impact guy. I walk into his place, it's pristine. It's so clean, and the guy is so welcoming, and he's a guy that was 5 years homeless, 9 months in this hotel, and he's an unbelievable musician. And I spent literally 30 minutes just talking about this guy's life and what he thinks about music, and he just was playing the piano, and we're writing this gospel song together. And the thing that struck me there was that you never know who's behind that door.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I mean, you never know what the story is of the person sitting next to you. You never know what the story is of the guy you're giving a sandwich to on the street. And I just encourage, you know, stepping out and opening yourself up to those sorts of relationships, I think, are true blessings that give you perspective on life that is, you know, hard to replace.
Thanks, man. Who is it in the back? Someone wanted to share in the back. Okay, great.
Hi, my name is Edith. So we did the Kids Against Hungry. Mm-hmm. So the best part of it, and actually this was the first year that we did it as a family. So we have a 10-year-old and a 7-year-old. So my husband and I were doing a lot of prep work with them because we're like, okay, this is about serving. This is about you guys thinking about serving others. This is not about you. We were a little bit worried about having two kids for 2 hours standing just doing a routine job, right? So,
but they do such a great job.
Well, the first 15 minutes, they were like, when is this going to be done? Right? But it was amazing. Like, we walk in and a lot of prep, right? A lot of rules we need to follow. Starting with the hat, and you're like covering your hair, which they didn't like it at all.
Yeah.
And then we watched this video, right? Mm-hmm. And then she tells us something that say, okay, when you guys are getting tired, just think about how many people is gonna get fed for what you guys are doing, right? Mm-hmm. And we were doing all the work. And then amazingly, right? So the time just went by so fast when they say, okay, so we're done. This is the last song. And the kids were like, what? And then my daughter now, she wants to do it every weekend, right? So she's already planning how we're gonna do it again. And I think that was amazing, like what we could have accomplished as a family.
Right.
And giving them the concept of serving, right? That it's not always about them. It's about what they can do for others. Mm-hmm. And I think they have it, and now they just keep thinking what else they can do. And
love
it's
it.
Just amazing. Yeah.
Thank you, Edith.
Thank you.
Oh my God. Hey. So everyone right there. Hey, Bill, will you go to that? Okay, right there. And one thing, Deanna, just before he goes, can you follow up? Because Edith said her daughter said, hey, we want to go back every week. And lots of people have come and said, hey, what can we do next? We don't want just to be a one-time deal. Are there other opportunities where we don't have to wait till serve day? And of course there are. And so, Deanna, why don't you just tell everybody a couple of the ways where they can serve?
Sure. So one of the easiest ways you can follow up and continue this journey of serving is go to our website, cpcdanville.org/missions, or even under the Serve and Give tab. We've updated that with links to all the projects that we served at this year. So you can continue, go back to Kids Against Hunger, all of that. Also, what we're working on as a missions department is quarterly opportunities that you can step into. So my hope and my dream is to create easy on-ramps for our church to serve, for you to learn about those groups and those organizations, but then also to fall in love and take that action step on your own for that continued serving. But if you have any questions, too, besides what's on the website or what you hear today, you can always email me, too, and I'd be happy, more than happy, to talk to you guys and help you with that next step.
Great. Thanks. Who is next
right there,
Deanna?
Drew.
Here, bud, just turn this way right here. Pivot this way to the camera.
Drew, what's up, dude?
There you go.
So I was a part of Manny's team on City Impact. So basically, we just went around handing out food and stuff, but that wasn't the main part. The main part was handing out the flyers and all like the stuff, and the best part was seeing their faces and how they were so thankful and how they all wanted the flyers. They didn't just care about the food, they also wanted to be a part of something in City Impact. So when I speak for myself, I also speak for everyone else, they would probably think that that was the best part.
Awesome.
Really good.
Thanks, Drew. Thank
you. Hi, my name is Jean. We were at Restore Ministries in Concord. And this is actually our second year over to Restore, but a year ago, we were at Restore, but my wife wasn't able to make it. She was on vacation in Singapore visiting family. So just to the point of continuity, it was so impactful to myself when, you know, serving the homeless out there and all the things that was said about that experience, that I thought, you know, Cynthia, who's like the missions person of the family, needed to experience it. So we actually got a group after last year's serve day with our live group to go out and serve. And then we continued it this year as well. So one story came out of it was in all three times that we went there, we encountered a woman, her name was Michelle. And she had left and come back, and whatever the reason was, every time I was there, she was there. And so this third time around, she was able to really open up, and we just asked if we could pray for her, and she said yes, and it was a very powerful experience, which is sharing with her, or she's sharing and pouring out how she's, you know, been away from God and looking forward to what this moment meant for her to open up the doors to be reconciled, not only to God, but to her mother. So it was a very powerful sharing moment. But the most powerful thing for me, having done this a couple of times now, was actually watching some of the young kids that were in the group. I didn't get a chance to work with them because they were writing little messages in the backyard to put in these care packets that we were offering out. But right towards the end, we saw a couple of people who didn't have meals, and they were sitting out in the grassy lawn, and they were sleeping, these homeless folks. And so I said, well, do we have a couple more packets left? And they said, yes. And so we grabbed the packets, and they said, any of you kids want to come? And three of them readily put up their hands and said, I want to come. And they were so enthusiastic. And so it was a little, you know, we had to really prep them because they didn't know what to do. But that was my highlight, to watch the enthusiasm of the kids who were ready to serve. No, they didn't have any inhibitions, and that was inspiring to me. Thank you for letting me share.
Thank you. Yeah.
I think if there's one more person who wants to share, then
the
throw your hand up real quick. Okay, back there, you're going to be our last one. She is.
Hi, so we served at City Impact in the city, and we did the street ministry with this little guy and my husband. I remember first getting out there and my son seeing somebody napping on the side of the street, and he was like, oh. And, you know, I think people get accustomed to just being on the streets and, you know, that being a part of the city, but to be able to go out there and not just pass out food, but to connect and talk was so remarkable, you know? And more than that, what's really interesting is I had just been praying about
being able to just connect to somebody. You know, God knows his children, and you never know what message somebody needs to hear. And that day, I actually met a woman who was fully homeless. She said she had been close to homeless before, but now she was fully homeless, going through a really hard time, really struggling with some personal things too that I really understood. And she asked me to pray with her. And so I got to this prayer, and I don't know how the words just completely came out. It was a really beautiful moment. Gave her a hug. And I think the biggest thing that I walked away with was how happy it made us as a family. We walked away with so much joy, more than anything that we could ever have given. You know, they were sandwiches and a message and letting them know that there's breakfast there the next day at Impact. And, you know, all these services that, you know, are growing. And I don't know, I see a lot of hope, and just, it was really great just for us. So,
yes, honestly, because you're going out, you're being the church. This is what Jesus did. This is what Jesus would want us to do. This is what Jesus would want us to be. This is what I want us to be. This is what you want to be, right? Amen. Just a church that goes out and serves people. Here's the scripture I was reminded of. It's Romans 10, verse 14 and 15. It says, "But how can they call on him to save them unless they believe in him? And how can they believe in him if they've never heard about him? And how can they hear about him unless someone tells them? And how will anyone go and tell them without being sent?" The reality is, we wouldn't. If we weren't sent, we wouldn't go tell them. It's just too easy to be comfortable. It's too easy to think of ourselves. It's too easy to be a church in a circle. But we're not a church just in a circle. We are a church who's sent. And that's why it says, "This is why the scriptures say, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring the good news." How beautiful are the feet of those who bring the good news. That's a quote from Isaiah 52 at verse 7. And in the Isaiah 52 passage, it adds something. It says, how beautiful are the feet of the people who bring the good news that brings peace and salvation. And so that's what you're doing. You bring peace, you bring in salvation when you go and you serve people. You're so beautiful. Your feet. You may not think you have beautiful feet, but when you're bringing the good news, they are beautiful.